Awesome. Welcome to episode number 2 of Australian Jams. Today we've got who with us?
Ryan Kennedy from Smart Base Entertainment.
Yeah. And what do you do, Ryan?
I'm an artist manager, publicist, and venue booker, I suppose.
Awesome. And based in Melbourne, obviously?
Yeah, based in Melbourne, Ascot Bay, to be precise.
And what artists do you work with mostly?
I look after Charlie Threads, the Cassandras, and Retro Culture, and I've just started looking after a producer called Vincent Chang.
Awesome. Retro Culture, I just did a couple of shows with Swim Season.
You did? That was sick.
Fun. They're amazing.
Yeah. Swim Season is sick as well. I haven't seen them since, like, God, The Curtain in, like, 2015, I think. They've come a long way.
That was a very long time.
It was a very long time ago.
And their song came out today as well, just, like, shameless plug.
Exactly. It's sick. I really like it. It's a good progression from their old indie, more indie rock stuff.
Yeah, it's a bit ballady, isn't it? It's got cool production. I didn't choose that song today because I didn't want to be too self-promoting. But, and that was an attack at you.
Oh, I realized your face. That's fine. We'll get to that later.
No, we can definitely get to that later. But I'll throw it to you, Ryan. We're trading tunes, obviously.
Of course.
And what's your first track?
So my first song is by Big Words. They're in Melbourne. I suppose you describe them as like a hip-hop soul fusion band.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I caught Will and Kieran and the guys was back in 2015, I think, at the Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just gone and dropped... They dropped their first single, which wasn't really their first single, but the first official single last year called The Answer, and then they followed it up with Soul Jam, and I've picked their latest, Miss Your Mind.
Awesome. We were just listening to it. It's stuck in my head.
Yeah, it's super catchy. I think, like, it's sort of like just another organic progression for those guys. It's like, I suppose, like more of an up-tempo ballad as opposed to the rap-influenced or, like, soul stuff I've done in the past. Like, bigger production, more of a sing-song vibe. And yeah, it was sick live recently when I saw them at a gallery in Collingwood. It was like to about like 100 people.
Oh, that is weird.
Super like little random setup. It was like they were playing in the middle on carpet, and then there was like 100 people just like around them in the gallery.
That's so cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, they're the kind of band that can pull it off as well, hey?
Yeah, 100%. They can play anything from like a sold out Northcote Social, which they did, by the way, just super impressed by, to that like little tiny gallery thing.
Yeah. It's nice to mix it up.
Yeah, 100%. Well, he, Kieran, like the rapper, like still basks on Swanson all the time. Do you ever see him there?
I don't really go into the city.
True.
I don't know. I'm that person. Sorry.
That's
okay. I like the north side.
Yeah, north side's tight. I was south side of the day. Well, I don't know how people can live there. It's like so gentrified and just weird as hell.
It takes forever to get there.
It's so far.
The whole other world. Anyway, St. Kilda Festival is down there. That's kind of the only time I ever go.
And Prince Bannerman. The SP's like apparently coming back. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Last time I went to the SP before it closed was... not recent. I don't know. There's always a better option on the north side.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I just love the character of the SP. I've seen some crazy shows there.
Yeah. Late night shows. Yeah.
So true.
I don't know. If you like Southside, good for you.
If you like Southside, then SP's your thing.
I live on the north, so it's easier for me to
exactly. Stay here. Very true.
Anyway. So I think the instrumental, back to the song, is really sick. And as someone that spends a lot of time either listening to electronic music or, which is going to be really embarrassing because barely any of the ones that I've chosen are electronic today.
Yeah, so true. I was actually going to comment on that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Or like really folky stuff. This is kind of something that I wouldn't normally listen to, but this is sick, yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for those guys is it's been so organic, like, they've had like a lot of floating sort of label things like being offered, but they've just naturally progressed sound wise. And they're kind of, I feel like they're hitting like the I get it moment right now.
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, sweet. This is our sound. We know what we're doing. And yeah, I love the production. And Will's an incredible singer.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And I think you need to get to that I get it moment before you take any like big deals that are being offered, because you don't want to take a deal based on something you don't want to be.
Oh, 100% not. No, I totally agree.
Yeah. About to be alone. Not scared to be away. I always.
always come back and play. When I'm gray, I'll say those are the days I miss your mind.
And we're back. I'm going to throw my first song out there, which is Patrick James, Lay It Down.
Go for it.
Patrick James has been gone for ages, and when I used to run a blog called Casual Bamblogger, I wrote about Patrick a lot because he had, was releasing quite a bit and touring quite a bit when I was at the blog. And then he disappeared, and I was very sad about that. And now he's just kind of appeared back, not in any like major way, but there's a new song called Lay It Down that's just unearthed and it's on Spotify, but there's not been much around it. And of course he's playing two shows when I'm recovering from surgery, so I can't even go to see him play, so I'm devastated.
Where's he playing? Because the first time I heard about Patrick James was actually on Casual Band Blog when you and Rochelle wrote about him.
Yeah.
For a particular, I think it was for like the first EP or like one of the first singles
he ever released. Yeah, it would have been something, yeah.
This song's great.
Yeah,
it's like, hands so, down, it's it, so
oh,
bloody good.
He's playing at the Wesleyan.
Sick.
I want to say the 29th of, no, that the 29th of September sounds right. I will put the date up for you guys, I promise.
That'd be sick.
This has got a bit of a 80s John Hughes vibe about it.
I was going to say that, super 80s. Like, it just reminds me of, like, when I was super young, driving the car with Dad and, like, he'd chuck on, like, a Dave Gray or Richard Clapton All the Waves or something CD. It's so good.
And I think that my favourite part of Patrick James was always the combination of his storytelling and his lyrics combined with his really unique vocal. And that's something he's obviously kept really strongly for this song, but he's added all these other elements to it that work really well.
I totally agree.
Yeah, it makes me very excited about anything he's got coming. I don't know if it's a record coming or what, but it's going to be awesome either way, I think.
So where's he actually from? I was going to ask you this the other day.
He's from Port Macquarie, but lives in Sydney, I believe.
Yeah, cool.
And he did some overseas shows, I think. And then kind of worked on this song and potentially a record, I'm not sure.
Yeah, hopefully he's got a record coming. Based on that song, I hope he does.
It's yeah, it's great. So good, right? Yeah.
Incredible.
Okay, Ryan.
Yes.
What's your next song?
That's a good question. What is my next
song? Ryan's next song is Natural Woman.
Yes, by Kate. Oh, yes. My God. This is so funny, actually. So I was talking to my girlfriend, Will, about this. Kate came on our radar because Geneva, shout out Geneva, she's incredible, sent the Facebook like link of the video to Will. Because she just signed to Alt Music Group, which is like Pharaoh Monk and Sando Phoenix. The guys, that it's like Diafric, so it's Momo and Khaled. Oh my God. This is like the first single she's ever... Apparently it's the first song she's ever dropped.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I was like, she has got serious pipes for a 19-year-old. What the...
The control she's got in her voice is incredible.
Have you seen the video?
I've not seen the video.
Video
is
sick.
Like the third thing you've asked me if I've seen the video today, and I...
Yeah, I know.
Bad form, Gemma.
Bad form, Gemma.
But, respect to people that have really good control over their voice. Because some people have great voices, but they can't control it to capitalize on what they're doing. But she's got that down pat.
Yeah, like I was... when I first saw the video, I was like, whoa, where's she from? And she's from southeast Melbourne, like just out in the burbs. And I was like, this is so ill.
I was blinded with all our songs to complicate their piano and guitar chords. Sing about kissing at midnight on a rooftop. Saying, you let's go meet to your bedroom, right? We'll be watching movies all night. Know how to grind and sit by them, both that shit tied. They not no makeup on, suits up on my head. You look into my eyes.
Yeah, I prefer this you instead.
You make me feel like a natural woman for money. You make me feel like I.
I've chosen this song at the very last minute. Send it to Ryan really late last night because I only just got to listen to it, but I was very excited. Kate Martin has her album coming out. It's coming out this Friday. By the time you guys hear it, it will be out. Listen to it, please, because this album has been coming for such a long time.
Such a long time.
And I've been waiting for it and begging for it for a really long time, and finally... it's here. The song that I've chosen is the first song from the record called Tell Me Not to Fear Part 1. But realistically, like last week, I just want to talk about how good the whole record is. It sets you up really beautifully for the record. It's not going to... Well, I might eat my words, but it's not going to be a single. It's not going to be any of those things, but it's a really beautiful song. And it has just heaps of layers in Kate's vocal and does all these cool things with production, but nothing too, like, full on. It just sets you up really nicely for what is a really beautiful record.
Yeah, it's like, it's not bomb, like, I've only obviously heard the one song,
yeah.
But it's not bombastic or, like, a big, like, breakout, like, entrance with the song. I think it's just quality overall. Like, I was sort of surprised. I expected something, like, classic, some classic Kate Martin, like some guitar driven pop, but yeah, she's come with some really cool electronic dark electronic production.
Yeah,
really in the vein of, like, I thought, like, Banks, Licky Lee came to mind as well.
Yeah,
like her second record, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, super good.
Yeah, and like the record has three of the singles I want to say on it, which is
cool.
Autumn Leaves.
Yeah.
Kintsukuroi, which I always say wrong.
I can't say it either, don't. Like, I'm not even going to try.
And Set My Life to Fire.
Yeah.
Those are the three that you've heard, you would have heard
yes,
already.
Yes, I just remember Set My Life to Fire quite clearly, actually. Yeah. Oh, she did a single launch for Workers a while back.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lisa played that.
Yeah, she did too. That was the first time I saw Aura live.
Yeah, there you go. Aura gets in every week. There you
so
go, guys.
So true.
Well, it's 2 weeks in, but still, she definitely gets in. but Kate, I think she started out doing stuff really young and being from, I think, Darwin or Townsville. I always get it wrong.
I think she's from Townsville.
Yeah, it's always...
Don't quote me.
Yeah, I always get it wrong, but it's one of those two.
Yeah.
She'll yell at me after this for this. Anyway, it's probably quite easy to start as a young person just with a guitar, releasing songs like that and doing it along those lines. But I'm really stoked to see Kate start to go in the direction that maybe she's always wanted to go in, but maybe hadn't had the resources or knowledge maybe to go in. So it's kind of cool to see her go down that more producer vibe. And I've sneakily heard something that's coming after this record, and it's definitely cool. Going that way. And it's very, very exciting. And I think the artwork as well. I love artwork for singles and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah, for sure.
It's amazing. It's pictures of her in the Pink Lake somewhere around here. I don't remember.
Isn't the Pink Lake, like, on the west, like, down south Melbourne? Like,
yeah, that sounds
near
right.
The west gate or something?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing with, like, what I'm excited about for Kate Martin is it's so, and this is like a cliche thing, it's so easy for a guy and a girl to just pick up a guitar and be like, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Mm.
Whereas if you take that step outside your comfort zone and start working with a producer and crafting, like, a unique sound.
Yeah.
Like, I want more female pop artists that work with producers in Australia right now.
Yeah.
That are unique. It's great. I think it's exciting to see this, like, not so much trend, but, like, emergence of artists like Aura and now, obviously, Kate Martin and, like...
Eilish.
Yeah, Eilish.
Tanya
Batts. Tanya, yeah, Batts. She's so good. And even girls like Jess Kent.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yeah. Oh, and someone else that actually, really unfortunately, had her song cut so Kates could come in, was Aphia.
Yeah, I've never heard of Aphia before, actually, so I feel bad for, like, oh, I don't know who Aphia is. That song was sick.
Yeah, she's very cool, and she does, from what I know, she does a lot of her own production as well.
Right.
Which is very cool.
Super, super cool.
So just shout out to her, because I'm sorry that you missed out, but yeah. Anyway, back to topic. We'll give you a listen to Kate Martin's Tell Me Not to Fear Part 1 now.
Please don't disappear, my love. Tell me not to fear. You go. Please don't disappear, my love. Tell me not to fear. When you go. Please don't disappear, my love. Tell me not to fear. You go. Please don't disappear, my love. Tell me not to fear. When you go. Please don't disappear, my love.
My chair is squeaking again for the second week in a row. What is your last song?
Last song, Shameless Promo, going back to Gemma's first.
I love it. We did it with Savvy last week with Alexander Biggs, so it's your turn.
So I'm talking about Charlie's first single from the upcoming Rainy Weather Music EP titled Head in the Clouds.
Yes.
So Head in the Clouds was written last minute as like a last minute addition to the record, because I was like, you need another single. And Charlie was like, oh. And then this one just got churned out in like an hour and a half.
Wow.
Straight up. So yeah, it's basically just him going, okay, well, everyone's going to listen to me because I'm one of the best rappers in Australia. So it's just over some like super hard hitting industrial trap production by Vince Chang.
Yep.
Shout out Vince Chang. He's making some crazy stuff right now. I'm super excited to listen to what he's got coming. But yeah, so we dropped it on Monday.
Awesome. And can you tell us a bit about Charlie and how you came to work with him?
Charlie. So I started working with Charlie when he was freshly 16 years old.
Wow.
So I heard of Charlie through one of Barrow's first ever songs on How Good Is Good titled Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Charlie perform with Barrow at, I think, Barrow's first ever headline show at Liberty Social in 2014. And I was like, who is this kid on stage? He was like so, so powerful and, I suppose, engaging for such a young performer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I booked him for Pizzo's He and Our single launch in Feb of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside Tigerilla. And yeah, he killed it. And I was like, oh, I've got to work with you. And he's like, sure. So he really had no idea what a manager was or anything. So it was a long educational process. I drove out to Gembrook.
Wow.
So he was born in Emerald and grew up in Gembrook to sign him. And it's a long way away. I don't know, for listeners who don't know, Gembrook is an hour and 45 minutes from the city. It's really far. It's like the hills. Like, you can't get any more hilly than that. It's kind of in the lower regions. I spoke to Cyclone, who's an exceptional writer, who writes for music and stuff. And she's like, apparently it's not the hills. It's like in the lower plains. But I was like, it's so far out. I don't care. Like, it's like one of those places where you don't even get reception. I remember dropping out there and I'm with Telstra. I was like, what the hell?
People say I live in the country because there are apparently trees around here. But I just live in the suburbs.
This is just the burbs.
This is what I'm saying. People don't understand what the country really is.
They don't get it. I'm from Tassie. I know what the country's like. My parents live on a 180 acre farm.
Yeah.
That's the country.
Yeah.
Head up in the clouds where my toes up in the city. Baby, holla if you with me.
Baby, holla if you.
I see the way around all the foes. Heaven knows what I'll do, so come and get me.
I got my head up in the clouds.
Got my head up in the clouds.
And we're back with what is my last song. This is another one from a band. Well, all three of mine have been from artists that have been gone for a little while.
Yeah,
I'm just realizing looking at it now. So this is a band from Brisbane called Soviet X-Ray Record Club. And for those who know me who have known me for a while know that I really like post-punk music. And then I used to work with a band called the Trotskys, who were the sickest band in Australia.
Trotskys,
I'm not overstating that either. They're amazing.
No, they were incredible.
They broke up, which made me very sad. But at the time that they broke up, they were actually about to do a co-headline tour with Soviet Exo Record Club for their album release back then as well. And that was the that was 2014. That was the last time that they released anything. So they finally have more music. This song is called Love So Cold. And they kind of have everything that makes a really great post-punk song jammed into it, with like the droning sounds and the really driving bass line and a really great instrumental breakdown towards the end.
Totally agree.
Just, yeah, it just made me miss the Trotskys, but also really excited that Soviet X-Ray Record Club are back. Is this the kind of music you usually listen to?
Not at all. This is why it's been so good doing China Jam, because I've discovered three. Well, obviously, I knew Kate beforehand, and I heard of Aphia, and obviously Patrick James, but definitely not Soviet X-Ray Record Club. Like, yeah. I was personally surprised. I was actually saying to you before we turned the mics on that it's like, it was a weird explanation for me in my head, but it's like a edgy, cool version of Crowded House at like 7 in the morning when you're first waking up and it's super fuzzy. I love the guitars in it. I think the lyrics are great, and the breakdown, yeah, as I said, is so nice.
Yeah, it would be a sick track to see live with like some good lights going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
It's just like, there's a poster of the Trotskys up behind where Ryan's sitting right now, and it just makes me really miss them. So, yeah,
that's actually a really dope press photo. Did you take that?
No, I wish.
It's stupid.
I'm being very nostalgic right now. Like, there's another poster of the Trotskys on the desk that Ryan's sitting at as well. So
yeah, this one's tight.
I haven't let go, obviously. But next best thing is Soviet X-Ray Record Club, who still exist.
Exciting.
In Queensland, hopefully doing shows soon, hopefully in Melbourne, because
yeah, fingers
this
crossed.
Record is really exciting. So I highly recommend you jumping on whichever streaming service you listen to. And having a listen to the whole record, but Love So Cold was my favourite from the group.
Definitely my early favourite. I didn't listen to the record more and sort of take it in, but yeah, Love Super So Cold fuzzy. Is definitely my early favourite for sure.
Yeah. So let's have a listen to it so you guys kind of get what we're talking about. Alright, so that's all of our songs. Ryan, what are you up to at the moment? What have you got planned for the next little while?
Oh, it's basically Charlie, Charlie and more Charlie.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Which is good. And then retro, thrown in there, Retro Culture and the Cassandras.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, the Cassandras are doing their first ever show. Finn's going to kill me for that, but they are doing their first ever show with Retro Culture and the Sunday League at Workers Club.
Workers Club.
On August 22nd.
That's right. I'll definitely be there. I'm very excited about that show because, as I said, love Retro Culture.
Yes.
Can't remember what I was going to say.
What are you up to? What's next for you? I'm done. Like, that's basically it for me.
We've got this swim season track.
Very exciting.
And I don't know if I'm meant to tell anyone, but I will. We're heading to Music Matters in Singapore.
Nice one. So the whole band are.
The whole band.
That's super sick.
Season. Yeah, so that'll be fun. And Aora's got a couple of really great shows. Just little supports around here, but with really great artists coming up. So
you can't announce those yet, though?
One of them, we can. It's already been announced. It's with Sam Saru. I think that's how you say her name. And Satsuma at the Gas Upstairs.
Sansura? Is it Sansura? I don't know how to say it. I'm excited for that one, though. Is that the Upstairs?
Yeah.
That's going to... I need to get tickets to that right, like ASAP. It's going to sell the hell out.
It's going to be great. And it's an awesome lineup of female artists, like Melbourne female artists, which is cool.
Shout out to females.
That would be and the other one we can't announce quite yet, but that'll
exciting.
Also be heaps of fun. Yeah. Anyway, so this has been Australian Jams.
You've been tuned into Australian Jams.
That's we've been joined by Ryan Kearney, who's been plenty of fun and has forced me to listen to music that I typically would not, which is what it's all about.
Likewise, I hadn't heard Sunday Night Terror for Club at all. So shout out to you.
And we'll be back in a fortnight with another excellent guest that I'm not going to tell you who yet, just because you got to hang on the line. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.